Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is the Pro Football Chase Podcast, a podcast that has featured interviews with Rams wide receiver Robert Woods.
3,000 yards, and, you know, last year, unfortunately, I got hurt midway in the season, but other than that, just working and grinding to get to this point, and probably broke it with a lot of games left.
Packers wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Just the fact that we got a, you know, all-pro on the other side of the ball, and Devontae. So when you got a guy like that, you know, that's who's going to get the main focus. Obviously, you know, people start to know my name a little bit after I made a few plays here and there.
Broncos offensive guard Ronald Leary.
It would either have to be a counter or pin and pull play when we get on the edge and run. I think it's always impressive when big guys can get out that stance and move and hit somebody. So.
And rising stars Dalton Risner, Charles Amenahu, and Jawan Williams. This is a podcast that offers player perspectives from some well-decorated veterans, including T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
And people will say, oh, well, is Dak Prescott got a franchise quarterback? Look at his record. It tells you he is. Oh, he has a great defense. He has Ezekiel Elliott. You tell me a quarterback in the entire NFL that's not Tom Brady that does more with less.
Game previews, recaps, and analysis. Turn the volume up. The chase is on, and the chase is live. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining me for an interview this afternoon is Raiders safety Carl Joseph. Joseph was selected with the 14th overall pick of the 2016 NFL Draft out of West Virginia. He was the first safety drafted in his class. And up to this point, Joseph has recorded 212 total tackles, 3 interceptions, 13 pass defenses, and 3 sacks through 45 career games and 37 starts. So, Carl, thanks again for joining me, and how are you doing?
Good, man. Appreciate you having me. Doing good, man. You know, we're in a little bye week, you know, trying to catch up on a little rest and spend some time with my family.
That's great to hear. I'm sure you're enjoying the rest as you get ready to pick up where you left off in this NFL season. So let's go ahead and take it back, Carl, to training camp when HBO's Hard Knocks covered the Raiders during the preseason. I've heard many coaches and players speak out against it, so I'm curious to hear your take on the series. So how did you handle all the cameras and national spotlight?
Man, it was pretty cool, man. It was a real cool experience. I think the producers and the Hard Knocks staff did a real good job of, you know, not really interfering with too much of everything we had going on, respecting certain boundaries. And I think it was a pretty cool experience for everybody involved.
Real quick, Carl, I mean, I don't know if you're going to address this or not, but do you have any comment about the whole Antonio Brown hoopla circus?
Nah, man, you know, it's a lot of you know, disappointed, you know. We definitely wanted him to be a part of the team, but, you know, stuff happens like that, man. But what to say about that situation?
All right, so entering the 2019 season, many quote-unquote experts pegged the Raiders as bottom feeders in the AFC, criticizing John Gruden and GM Mike Mayock for some of the moves they've made over the offseason. But that has obviously not been the case, as you have been one of the surprise teams in the NFL. So how have y'all used the negativity as fuel to grow closer as a team and find some early success?
I think, you know, everybody, you know, love being picked as an underdog, man. I think we take that as a, you know, as a challenge. We know what kind of players we have and the kind of staff we have. So we know we're more than good enough to compete in this AFC division. We just focused on getting better every week. Improving everybody wrong, you know. So it's just about staying consistent, getting better, improving every week, and just taking it one game at a time. So, you know, we just got to continue climbing that ladder and keep getting better as a team. We have a very young team, so just got to keep getting better, man.
Give us some insight about the type of coach and leader John Gruden is within the Raiders organization. We saw the video after y'all's victory over the Bears in London. It just seems like y'all are having a good time. The culture is good. So talk a little bit about John Gruden and the type of passion and fuel he gives you all as a team.
I think you just said it, man. I think he's a very passionate coach, very passionate about what he do, works hard. I don't think there's too many coaches that work as hard as him, man. The excitement he brings, the level of intensity he brings in the room, it's fun to be around. And, you know, everybody can see that he's trying to build something special within this organization, with the kind of people he's added, such as, you know, GM Mike Mayock. So, I mean, it's fun to be around, man. I think we believe in what he's doing. So, you know, it's just about everybody buying in.
You played the Bears across the pond in London last Sunday. Can you share a little bit about your experience there and how the time change factored into your preparation?
I think it was good. I think last year we went there, you know, on a short week, and I think we noticed that, you know, it's a little hard adjusting to that time difference on a short week. And I think this year, you know, we did a better job of traveling. We went there a little earlier and were able to, you know, get established to the time difference. And I think that really helped us, you know, feeling fresh out there and being, you know, acclimated with the time difference, the weather and all that stuff. So I think we traveled pretty well, man. It was a fun. The stadium was beautiful, man. It's a fairly new stadium. And I think, you know, more than anything else, man, we got a great win against a great team. So it was a real fun trip.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Carl. You played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which is home to one of the premier soccer teams in Europe. So it seems like there's always big turnouts of NFL fans out there in London. What kind of feedback and vibe did you feel from Raider Nation across the pond?
It was great, man. I think Raider Nation came out and was in full effect. And Chicago was a little deep as well over there. Maybe, you know, has to do with the fact they're a little closer to London. But I thought the atmosphere was great, man. It was a beautiful stadium, like I said. I was actually able to catch the Premier League game with the Tottenham Spurs and Bayern Munich over there early in the week. That atmosphere in that stadium is crazy, man. It's a beautiful stadium.
Now, as for your personal performance this season, you've got 26 total tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 pass defense, and 1 fumble recovery. How would you grade your level of play through 5 games?
I'm just focused on getting better, man. Keep getting better. I can always room for improvement. Team's doing well. I think our defense is getting better every week. It's not all just about me. But like I said, man, I'm always focused on getting better. So I'm improving every week. I think Definitely have room for that. Keep growing and keep getting better. You know, it's a long season. So for me, it's just about staying healthy and, you know, keep getting better every week.
What has it been like playing your second season in defensive coordinator Paul Gunther's scheme? I know you talked a little bit about it in the preseason and how you're feeling more comfortable with your role. So can you just shed a little bit more light about what Gunther's like and how you're adapting to his defensive game plan?
It's a fun system to be in, man. I think it's, you know, it's built around playmakers and stuff like that, especially in the back end with safety and the nickel position. It's built for guys like that to make plays. So it's a real fun system. I think I'm definitely a lot more comfortable in it this year than I was last year. I think we all are. You know, it was a bunch of new guys coming together last year in the system. And I think this year we all have a much better understanding of the system. So it's fun, man. I think you can see that every week that, you know, we're getting better, we're getting more comfortable in the system and playing together. So it's a real fun system to be in.
How fun is it to be a part of such a young, talent-filled secondary? You got Gerrion Conley, Daryl Worley, Trayvon Mullen, the rookie out of Clemson, and then the newly signed acquisition from the Rams, LaMarcus Joyner. So how do you all push each other to be better every single day?
Oh, it's fun, man, because I think we're close. We're a close group more than anything, and I think that's more important than anything else, you know, more important than talent or anything like that. The fact that we're a very close group, and we want to play well for each other. So you know, nobody have a high ego where, you know, it feels like you're too big to say anything to anybody else in the room. So it's really fun to be around those guys.
Talk a little bit about Derek Carr, the leader he is in that locker room. I know there's been all kinds of different reports about Derek Carr and him not really being in control of the locker room, but I always like to ask players like you because you're within that organization. You know what goes on behind closed doors. So Derek Carr, what type of leader is he, and how do his teammates respond to his style of leadership?
See, I don't know what anybody else is saying. But, you know, I love Derek, man. I think he's a great guy more than anything, not just the football player, Derek Carr. I think as a person, he's a real great guy, great person, family guy. So, you know, we all respect him in the locker room. I don't know what anybody says about him, but, man, he's a great guy, a great leader. You know, I think we all believe in him. And I think, as you can see, these first few games this season, the kind of player and leader he is, you know, the way he's controlling the offense and able to help us win games every week. So, man, I think he's doing a great job. And like I said, we're all coming together. We're a very young team, and I think he's doing a great job. He's a real good leader.
Now, Carl, I know this is probably very difficult to answer on the spot, but being a safety, you're out there taking down some of these high-profile running backs. And so since your time being in the NFL, if you had to name a couple of running backs that are just so difficult to bring down in open space, what would that list look like?
That is hard on the spot, man. I don't think – it's a lot of good guys, a lot of great running backs in the league, man. There's quite a few that I haven't had the chance to play against yet, but the guys that I have played against, man, is Philip Lindsay, of course. You know, as fast and explosive as he is, you know, he's a hard guy to bring down in space. Melvin Gordon, with the physicalness he runs with and power he runs with. And, you know, of course, Kareem Hunt, when he was with the Chiefs, was definitely a hard guy to bring down. And, you know, even Damian Williams now with the Chiefs, he's hard too. So it's a lot of guys. I mean, especially like you said, it's easier to name with your division because you played them multiple times during the year. But, you know, there's still a lot of guys that I haven't had the chance to play against yet, you know, some of the top backs in the league. So I think we're, you know, you asked me that question again later in the season, I'll probably have a better list for you.
So now, next on the schedule, you travel to Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers as you come out of your bye week. So they're playing on Monday night, Carl, so I'm assuming you got some plans to watch them, huh?
No, I'm definitely going to watch that game, man. I think it's going to be a real good challenge for us, especially the secondary or in our defense, man. I think it's going to really show us where we are as a secondary. You know, he's obviously one of the best quarterbacks in this league. So I'm definitely planning on watching that game. Man, it's going to be a real good challenge. I think we're up for it, though. You know, playing against one of the best quarterbacks in this league. We know the kind of challenge it brings. So I'm excited for it. I think we're excited for our opportunity as a team. So it's going to be a big test for us.
What is your message to Raider Nation and especially the fans of Oakland as you play what is likely to be the final season at the Coliseum? It just seems like they're ruckus. They show out regardless of the circumstance. What's your message to them as you continue on with this season?
Nah, man, we love Raider Nation. Definitely appreciate their support. We know no matter what the case is, win, lose, or draw, man, they always come full support, and they love this team, and we love them. You know, we're trying to make this last season a special one for them. So, you know, we just tell them we love them, man. We really appreciate the nation. They travel well. I think they're one of the most loyal fan base in this league.
Well, Carl, again, I appreciate you taking the time to join me today, bro, and I wish you nothing but the best as you move forward into this season, and keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to watch the Raiders. It looks like y'all got something good going on, so keep it up, bro. Blessings, and take care.
I appreciate you having me, man. Thank you, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Yes, sir. Blessings.
I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.